I'd like to focus today on the ray of purity. It's the flame that I adore the most. I'm a fourth ray person. I love purity, and I've studied it a fair amount. It's okay to, obviously, to focus on the more cursory elements of purity. But for me, I felt like, wow, this is like my major, and I have to really focus on this. So I've meditated a lot on purity, and I'd like to share with you some of the really deeper elements of it. And, you know, when we ponder the qualities of one or another of the virtues, we connect with the ray of our attention with the being within of God, the being of God, of that ray, and we form a conduit for that. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to meditate a little bit on the qualities of purity to create a very strong conduit to this being of purity. And I'd like for you to consider this as our being of purity. You've heard that there is a spirit of justice and a spirit of freedom and a spirit of obedience, you might say, which is the ultimate representation within the Godhead of that virtue. And I'd like for you to just consider this image, which I believe Maria Min built, and I think it's for this diamond crystal Buddha, who is of that ray, I believe, also. Consider that image to be that being, and we're going to ponder different elements of the ray of purity and connect in an ever-increasing degree with this being, and then radiate out that purity. Before that, I'd like to just talk about a little bit of some of the elements of the ray of purity that have come to me when I meditated on it. When I began this, at first I found that the main thing that came to mind was that purity is the absence of the behavior of sin. You know, we all are very aware in a very deep way of how we've heard been labeled sinners and by the accuser, the brethren. We've been lulled or snookered into this mentality of feeling impure. And that's because we know that we make choices at times that cause a sullying of our being, our consciousness, and we feel guilty and so forth. And I found that at first that was mostly what I had, which is, and it became very curious and very obvious that, well, there's more to it than that. There's more to purity, obviously, than just making many, many, many right choices to deny yourself little guilty pleasures and things like that. There's got to be more. And in fact, approaching purity from the standpoint of do's and don'ts and thou shalt nots, that's a hard road. It became very, very clear to me. And instead, if you look at purity as a being and a substance, something to focus on instead of anything else, it becomes infinitely easier to adopt purity in your life and to expand purity. We've all heard that it's a little easier to give up a bad habit if you replace it with something. And so that's the idea here, is instead of trying to be pure by avoiding doing this and doing that and doing this or that, instead just put your attention on and let flow this substance of purity. So maybe you've already thought of this, but this was an interesting thing, realization for me at the time. And also, once you begin to do this, this substance is very tangible. You feel it in your aura, and it spreads. It feels like a contagious thing. It radiates out. Imagine that you and everybody else on the earth is like the beads on a string of pearls or something like that. And anything that you are imbibing, it spreads. And it feels to me as though purity spreads with a great vigor. And so let's think about that. The fact that purity is a very contagious thing. It's a quality that spreads very quickly because it's very powerful. It's a very powerful thing. Another thought that came to mind was, what is this substance of purity? And something that came to mind was, if you could just peek into nirvana, what we call nirvana, which is a very, very, very high rate of consciousness where cosmic beings and ascended beings go, which is quite apart from any of the relativity where we live. And the electronic rate of flow and substance and frequency that's there, if you could just put it in a bottle and bring it down here and open the bottle, that would be purity. And obviously, that's sort of what we're doing when we're doing our Astraea decree, is we're invoking that stream of electronic light that is highly contagious, highly energetic. It affects everything around it. Another quality I'd like to focus on is that it appears to me that purity is a full spectrum. It's like all the different rays in equal balance. And obviously we've been told if you take all the different colors of the rainbow and mix them in equal parts, you get white. And white is purity. That's the mental part of it. But if you continue to hold on that and just play with it and work with it, you find that the reason why purity and this full spectrum of light has the effect of harmony and balance, well, when you think about it, we are all a grab bag of different frequencies. Our auras and our four lower bodies are all these different frequencies, and we're typically striving for greater harmony, greater balance, right? By definition, the flame of purity, which has all the rays in equal balance, will harmonize your being. It harmonizes everything. It creates order out of disarray. It brings the frequencies up to a balance within you of what it should be for you to be at an optimal rate of frequency. So that was a revelation to me. And when I meditate on these particular qualities that I just offered here, I get closer to being a focus for this purity. And I'm able to reach up into heaven and hold open a conduit of this and then radiate it out. So this is what I'm hoping that we'll do today after having meditated on this. And now I'd like for us to give, with these ideas in mind, the prayer 40.004, seal me now in purity. And I'm going to put this image back up, and we're going to place our attention on this being, which is the very being of purity in the Godhead, as well as all the mother beings, all the Buddhas, all the purity beings, the Elohim, Astraea, and purity, all the Chohan, the archangels, and everybody who represents the fourth ray and harmony and purity. And we are going to become lightning rods for this purity right now through this prayer, and we're going to give another exercise after this. So 40.004, seal me now in purity. Beloved Elohim, purity in Astraea, O beloved being who is the essence of purity in the Godhead, we invoke your presence to be with us right now. We ask for you to lift up our consciousness and help us to connect with the ray of purity, the being of purity, and to be all day, all the days of our lives, lightning rods for purity. Together. Om. Mani Padme Hum. Om. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved Purity and Astraea, Gabriel and Hope, Serapis Bay and Justinius and the Seraphim and Cherubim of God, Mother Mary, Igor, Goddess of Purity, Goddess of Light and Queen of Light, Amun Bay, Lady Christine, Saint Germain and Portia, Padre Pio, Rose of Light, Charity, Saria and Cuzco, Lanello, K-17, Kali, the Buddha Mother and all true messengers of God, all ascended and cosmic beings, legions of angels and archangels, Elohim, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of Heaven, Gnomes, Undines, Sylphs and Salamanders, I pray. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime, O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. And now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now, in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity, O speak thy sacred word. O purity, O purity, O purity sublime. O purge me now, O purge me now, I am now divine. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O raise me now, O raise me now, O speak thy sacred word. Envelop me in purity, your blazing aura bright. Now all that's less than purity is consumed in thy great light. Intensify the action of the circle and blue sword. O seal me now in purity. O speak thy sacred word. Thank you. I feel that we've connected to a great degree, and I really feel the flow now. And I'd like to do one more spiritual exercise here to further expand the ray of purity in our own personal worlds and in the world itself. And so let's expand this out. Let's use this virtue, this quality of contagion contagion, if you think about it. Don't associate it so much with germs or anything like that, but contagion meaning that it spreads rapidly. And we're going to touch with this ray of purity that we are emanating right now, everyone on the earth, all sentient beings, as well as all the atom cells and electrons of our whole planet. And so I'd like to use this image of this radiating white cube, and let's superimpose this with our meditation now upon every life stream on this planet. Everybody has this radiating white cube of perfection around them as the mother presence, and see it also around, in through and around the entire planetary body as well. We're going to give a little rosary, and I'm going to read some purity statements that I wrote upon meditating on the flame of purity to further key us in. These 25 statements are absolutely key engrams for me of purity. These statements help me connect with the very highest vibrations and frequencies of purity. And so I'm going to read the statement. We'll meditate on it as we give these, and then we'll give the full version of the Hail Mary full of grace, which is from our Golden Buddha Rosary. It's the one that says, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love. So here we go. Once again, O beloved, mighty I Am presence of each of us gathered here, help us to focus and in this ray and intensity of purity into and for all life streams on this planet, to seal, to balance and harmonize every element of our planet, to help everyone have a better day, and to propel each life stream forward into greater freedom of expression, harmony, and happiness. I am the purity of the gaze of my Father Alpha upon my Mother Omega. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the purity of the spark of divine creation at the genesis of every part of life. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am a crystallized ray of purity from my Father, Mother, Alpha, and Omega. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the purity of my soul, and my soul is indeed pure, for I am the child of Alpha and Omega. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am radiating purity and grace through my gaze, my motives, and my words as a blessing to those around me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am that purity and innocence which assumes the best in others. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am a fountain of creative force, manifesting everything that I apply myself to. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the presence of the Divine Mother, increasing every day within me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am holiness unto the Lord, all day, every day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the pure, innocent love of a child for her mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the purity of that magical, holy gaze of a mother upon her newborn baby. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am choosing to be an example of purity and kindness today. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am holiness spiraling upward perpetually within my aura. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am a torch of holiness in honor of my mother, Omega. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I constantly feel the loving attention upon me of the mother beings of heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am radiating the nirvanic reality that is within my own heart flame. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, Bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the flow of life and vitality, sustaining every part of life, I am Mare. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the raised Mother Light, buoying my soul into the loving arms of my Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the purity of music heard by a soul who contemplates God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am purity as the raised Mother Light within me shines through all of my thoughts, words, and actions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am a pure mother being, loving and succoring every part of life. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am a conduit from nirvana to earth, through which flows a river of purity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the disciplined merging of the pure Father-Mother Light in my heart, giving birth to the Christ within me daily. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the Maxon Light, flashing, flashing, flashing forth millions of purifying rays to free life everywhere. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. I am the ascension fire, daily translating my soul into engrams of my pure divinity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us bodhisattvas of love, now and ever, as we shine with virtue, health, and life. Glory be to the Father, Mother, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, life without end. I am. Om. Let's just meditate now on this and work in silence for a few minutes, feeling and anchoring all of these engrams in the earth, making them permanent within ourselves and within all life on earth. Continue to expand this action with your feeling nature. See it and feel it expanding and touching every molecule of this planet. See every molecule of every being and all the molecules within the earth as transfiguring right now. Glowing, radiating, the energy of the transfiguration is already within every atom in creation. We are activating it right now through our consent. Nothing can stop this action. Nothing can slow it down. I feel the increase. I feel joy. I feel harmony, purity, and grace evanescent within me today. Thank you for participating in this exercise with me. Please hold in mind that all through the day you can revisit this radiation with just a thought. Connect back to this moment, the feeling, and in a moment, through the conduit of time and space and all frequencies, you can once again forevermore, come back to this moment of buoyancy and joy and freedom and purity and radiate it out through all of your chakras, all of your being, through your speech, through your feeling, your thoughts. It's just a matter of choice. Thank you. I'm going to turn it back to Alice. Thanks for having me, Alice.